Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Here it is, the time you've been waiting for. But before we do that, I want to say thank you to Kenova. He has been our intern over the summer. Today is his last day. Great job.
Great job.
I like that kid.
Good job.
Evil,
I know.
Kenova.
He's so sweet. He's Great job. Nice.
We are he spins?
Yes, I had him send me a demo of his DJing and his resume, so I'll send that forward to another station here in the building.
I talked to Michael about him because Michael, our boss, the guy who's risen through the ranks and was running station, he started spinning.
Yeah.
That's how he got into radio, is a guy who spins.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for your time here, Kenova. And we are looking for fall interns, so if you can get college credit, send an email to uzette@radioalice.com. C, S-E-A, like the ocean. C, S-E-A. Text C to 72881 by the end of this hour for your chance at $1,000. That's 72881. One lucky national winner's getting $1,000. Message and data rates apply. This hour's code word is C.
Also, a great baby name.
All right, here we everyone turn off your mics for the...
Yeah. Just let this wash over you,
Chrissy Yamaguchi's here, guys.
We're about to take a shower in awesomeness.
Okay.
All right, this is just a song from Crazy Rich Asians.
Yeah.
Chrissy
Yamaguchi.
Thank you.
Chrissy, wow. It's lovely to meet you in person after all these years. I'm so sorry for whom and
for talking over the intro. Yeah, you should be sorry about that.
That was quite the intro. I think I've never had one like that before.
Yeah. Well, there's a first time for everything. Yeah. You can come back and they'll do it again.
Awesome.
Well, welcome, Chrissy. Thank you for agreeing to do this. You know, this is a very important film, and you're, a great representative of the Asian community. So thanks for being here. Before we get into the movie review, did you guys have any opening questions? You want to warm her up a little bit?
Well, I want to thank her, actually. I understand that your gold medal is in the U.S. Olympic Museum in Colorado, so you couldn't wear that. But you did bring the mirror ball, Dancing with the Stars trophy. The thing weighs 17 pounds.
Yeah.
It's very heavy. So you lugged that all the way in here.
That, it's not very conspicuous.
Do you still know all your dance moves? Do you?
No. You're learning it so fast that as soon as that week is over, you're on to the next dance, and I'll look back at dances and be like, oh, I don't remember even doing that. But yeah, no, I don't remember.
It must be grueling, though. I always think, when I was little, I had dance classes or whatever. I could just never get the whole routine down. But you must be completely used to, learning a routine, figuring it out. So it probably worked for you mentally.
The first few weeks are fun. And you're like, okay, you're learning. And then by the fifth or sixth week, you start learning two dances in 1 week. And your brain starts to fry out.
But you're competitive, right? I mean, that has to be in you. So you didn't sleep through that stuff.
I tried to not get competitive. And my husband's like, oh, you got to just have fun. If you're not having fun, people watching aren't going to have fun and you won't get votes. So I'm like, okay, let's just have fun. But yeah, by the fifth week, you're just like, okay, I'm staying in this competition.
I got this.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. What about board games at home? Do you just crush your children and crush your husband and just remorselessly roll over everyone?
Kinda, yeah. I mean, as kids at Easter egg hunt, I had to get all, the most eggs and all that.
Well, look where it got you.
I guess.
Winning and winning and winning.
It works in some areas.
Now, when you guys went and saw the movie, you didn't plan to be there with Hooman or anything. He accosted you at this premiere.
I've accosted her a few times.
Forced you to come in today.
He's like, come in. And I'm like, oh, San Francisco.
I was recording while I asked her.
Okay.
I had the Instagram going at the same time.
You put her on the spot.
Listen, I think I've known Chrissy for 10 years, and we've done I've done things for her. What's your organization called again?
Always Dream.
Always Dream Organization. So, and we're going to be talking about them
well,
a little
bit.
Well,
and you know, I do listen to you guys every morning. So,
you do. Is that really true? Chrissy Yamaguchi listens to us.
Even back in the old days when you would not be so nice. No.
Did we say something mean about you? Impossible.
No. You were just ribbing me because... you know, I did a lot of work with another DJ.
Oh. Well, can you blame us for ripping you for that?
Yeah,
come on.
So that's fine. So, you know. So it's fun to be able to see you guys in person.
Well, it's fun to be able to see you in person, too. Yeah, I've only ever seen you on TV.
All right, everyone. Let's get into the film. Chrissy has a special gift for the Alice audience. At the end of the movie, we'll tell you all about it. Here's your review of a film called Crazy Rich Asians. This film stars Michelle Yao from Crouching Tiger and Star Trek. Gemma Chan, she is
your chick.
So beautiful. Mm. This is my girlfriend.
Every time she pops on the screen, Hooman's like, that's my girlfriend. She's my girlfriend.
She's so pretty. She's going to be the new bad guy in the Captain Marvel movie with Brie Larson. Oh. And Ken Jeong from The Hangover. And Awkwafina, it's directed by John Chu, whose sister is listening right now, by the way.
Oh, hey, John Chu's sister.
Christine. So this film is based on the book, also called Crazy Rich Asians. And basically the premise is meet the parents from the Chinese perspective.
Don't forget Jimmy O Yang, too. You know who he is.
I don't want to mention.
No, I don't know who that is.
He's from Silicon Valley.
Oh.
Jin Yang.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I love him.
I love him, too.
Oh, great. All right.
Do you guys like that guy?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, he's awesome.
So, Bryn, you're Vietnamese, correct?
That is correct,
right.
Yes.
Oh, Vietnamese-American. Born on the 4th of July. Christy, you're Japanese-American, born in the beautiful town of Hayward, California. Bryn, let's start.
Woman, you're also Asian.
I am Asian. I'm from Asia Minor, everyone. Born in Iran, but I'm considered Asian as well. Bryn, let's start with you. It's been 25 years since a Hollywood film with an entirely Asian cast has had a major release. How did you feel watching this film?
One word, I felt proud. I felt really proud. And not only because, you know, it's all Asian, but the movie was good. So it exceeded my expectations, and I was like, ah, look at them go. Open up the doors for the rest of us, please.
And Christy, how did you feel watching it?
I'd have to use that same word as proud. And to have Asian and an Asian American in the lead for a major motion picture was obviously is huge. So was anxious and excited, but I think in the end watching the movie, it just exceeded expectations.
So listen, I'm going to go off script here. Did it bother you, Christy or Bryn, that there were no Vietnamese or no Japanese in this film?
No,
didn't notice that.
Thanks for pointing that out.
I didn't even notice that.
Is it only Chinese or is it?
I thought there were a few Filipinos but no Japanese. Or,
oh,
yeah.
Wow.
So in this film, there's a female Chinese American NYU professor, and she falls in love with a Chinese Singaporean billionaire. But because she's from the U.S., his family immediately can't stand her. They won't welcome her. She's not, I guess, Chinese enough.
Oh.
She's Chinese-American. So, Christy, I know you married a white guy. And Bryn, you're living in sin with a Chinese woman.
Sure, yes.
Was this relatable to you guys? Could you empathize with this?
Christy first?
You know, I think my husband and I just had so many life parallels in other areas, just both being professional athletes, living on the road, and kind of the same family values, and that, you know, our families were very both accepting.
They were.
Our relationship.
No one discriminated against him?
No.
Or you?
Luckily, no. All was good, but I could see how it'd be fun. I mean, in this one, I think it's such a class difference.
Right.
Well, he's a billionaire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, he's in the stratosphere of royalty almost, so it was kind of that.
So
issue.
It was... Oh, okay. So it wasn't it was just she wasn't rich enough for him.
Well, or titled enough for him.
Yeah, would you agree with that?
Born into the proper family.
Yeah, not blue blood enough.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with that. I think that Christy and I both are American Asians. Asian Americans. Mm-hmm. And it seems more like it's not necessarily about culture in this movie. It's more about the class level, the economic class level. And he's a super billionaire that comes from, you know, whatever. And then she comes in and she's just not worthy of his mom.
Right, as far as his parents are concerned.
Right, exactly.
Right.
All right. Well, let's get into the actual film. Christy, Bryn, did you guys find Crazy Rich Asians a heartwarming romantic comedy? Did John Chu pull it off?
More than pulled it off. Come on. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. For sure. I mean, you walk out of there and you pretty much got everything that you want out of a romantic comedy.
By the way, John Chu from the Bay, Los Altos,
yes.
You know, represent.
Local boy.
Bay Area boy. You know, I'm proud of that, too. There's so many, you know, things that, you know, relate to me and represent the home that I grew up in as well. So, super proud.
Aww. Mm-hmm. So, I want us all to talk about our favorite scenes in the film. I'm going to go ahead and start. Huh. In the movie, there's a Bible study scene.
Oh, my God. Hooman. Nobody can say no. Nobody can say no.
I couldn't believe they, like, said Jesus' name and Ephesians 6:4. If I could say that verse on the air, everybody.
Sure, why
not? Do not provoke your kids to anger. Instead, bring them up in the discipline and instruction that comes from the Lord. I thought, oh, my God, what a great moment. So when I saw John, I said, the Bible study scene. It was so great. And he said, well, it was in the book. We had to keep it.
Oh.
And I said, oh, well, I'm glad you didn't cut it. So I thought,
wow. A little something for everyone in there.
And, you know, I know people sometimes use Bible studies so they could have secret groups where they gossip about everyone. And that's sort of what they did in this film.
That seems ungodly.
Yeah. It is ungodly.
Very unchristian.
And when that's sort of what they did. But, hey, at least they had a Bible study scene. All right. Who wants to go next, Christy or Bryn?
That was your favorite scene?
That was my favorite scene. All right. Scene.
It's a short scene,
I loved
too.
It.
You know, if he hadn't mentioned it, I wouldn't have noticed it. I'm going to mention two scenes. So one of them is, obviously, I love to eat, right? So there's these crazy food porn scenes that just pan throughout, like, you know, all the dumplings and all the amazing Asian food. And obviously, I just came from Singapore a month ago. So I was like, I'm so hungry. And the other scene was there's a wedding scene in there, and it's just beautiful how it's shot, cinematography.
Did Anita see it with you?
Yeah, she did. And
did she get any ideas for your wedding?
I didn't ask her that. That's so funny. I didn't think about asking her that question.
But that is weird. That's weird.
Yeah, the wedding scene was just phenomenal, super beautiful, and so well shot.
I agree with the food scenes. I definitely want to go to Singapore now and try all that street food that they were showing. But I think one of my favorite scenes was the last scene with Constance Wu and Michelle Yeoh at the end. And it's kind of an empowering scene, and it just kind of culminates. The whole movie culminates in that, and it's just really powerful, I think. I don't want to give it away.
Don't give it away.
I was a little scared when you said the last scene in the movie, because I was like, that's, you know, it would be par for the course to spoil this movie.
Yeah, I won't.
That's what we do here.
That's what
we
they
like
do.
We like to spoil every show.
Did you see how artfully she did that? She mentioned the scene without actually saying what happened.
Great job.
Like a pro.
Like a pro.
Well, she is a pro. Gold medalist, everyone.
So let me ask you something, Christy. Because I haven't seen the movie, but I did read about it last night, and I told these guys earlier, Awkwafina, according to Rolling Stone, steals the movie. Is that true, or did she stand out to you, or no?
Definitely. And in the books, the character Peek Ling that she plays, I think, is a scene stealer as well. I mean, she seems like this very interesting, fun college friend that the main character has, and Awkwafina plays it off so
crushes
perfectly.
It.
Yeah.
Did you read the book?
I did. Yes.
And is it? Yeah. Did you love it? Is it for everyone? Because I read constantly.
Yes,
I love
for
a great
sure.
book.
Absolutely, excellent, fun read, and I get very emotional. So I was crying in it, and laughing in it. And,
did you cry at the movie?
Teary for sure. Yeah, it's emotional. I don't know.
Wedding
like
scenes
that.
Always are. I always
wedding
love those.
Wedding scenes and yeah, just the whole family dynamic thing.
Well, that you know, you guys led to my next question, which is, I really think Michelle Yeoh and Awkwafina stole the film. Like, you'd think it would be the leads, and they were good,
But
those
a great
are,
supporting
well,
cast.
Well, the thing is, Michelle Yeoh is like, you know, she's the mother-in-law that wants to protect her son. And she is such a bitch at times. And you're like, damn. You know, because, you know, she loves her son more than anything.
Sure.
And, you know, she doesn't think this NYU economics professor is good enough.
She's not worthy.
She's not worthy.
This, yeah, the casting was, it's an all-star cast in general. I thought it was great. Gemma Chan, beautiful. Hooman's in love with her. But
she's the best.
Awkwafina and Michelle Yeoh definitely stole the film. Henry Golding, the lead character, the guy, it's interesting because he never acted before. He's not an actor. He's a lead actor in this movie. So I was actually really surprised.
I wonder how that happened.
The casting was intense. So they went everywhere looking for a very handsome Asian guy, and he's the guy they found because he was a presenter, whatever that means. He was presenting something. Do you know?
Well, he hosted travel shows for BBC in Singapore.
Oh, so he was familiar with
TV
shoots and right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but he was good.
Very handsome. Oh. Okay, we'll get the woman's perspective
here. Yeah, is he handsome?
Very handsome, charming, and...
How's his accent?
Super
nice.
Hot, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
I met him. When I met him, he walks up to me and goes, "Hi, I'm Henry." And I'm like, "Hey, what's up, Henry?" And I talk to him for like 3 seconds. And I go, "Damn, you're good looking, dude."
You said that to him?
I straight up said it to him. And somebody comes up to me and goes, "That's the radio in you, man, you weirdo." Like, I know.
Just say what's in your mouth. Spit it out.
Just came out. I mean, it was just unbelievable.
So right. He's dashing, huh?
He's pretty dashing. Yeah. And to, you know, carry a role like that, the main role for his first movie, I think was pretty impressive.
Yeah, he did a good job. Christy, the film is called Crazy Rich Asians. Did you feel like they pulled it in that sense where the costumes were over the top? Did the film feel expensive and lavish?
Yes, for sure. I think there are scenes that I think, you know, we can't even imagine being, you know, socializing in a world like that. and like Brent said, the wedding scene was just incredible. I think
incredible.
I mean, ideas that you would never come up with.
What was more impressive, the wedding or the bachelor party? Come on, that bachelor party.
Yeah. Are you going to talk about that bachelor party, Hooman?
Well, I mean, you can mention it if you want.
They did a bachelor party, and it's nothing you'd expect. It's in the middle of a barge, and it looks like a big shipping container boat just sailing in the middle of the ocean. And they have a helicopter come and land right in the center of it and surrounded by shipping containers. So it's private and, you know, exclusive and secret. And then there's that guy from Silicon Valley going, "Yeah, let's party!" And then they go crazy. It's just like, oh, my God, this is off the hook.
And he's got like a bazooka shooting fireworks in the air.
Yeah, between the wedding and the bachelor party is really fun.
Is the title, are they actually crazy or is it that they're crazy rich?
They're crazy rich.
So no crazy people.
Awkwafina is pretty crazy, I'd say. Oh. But
she's not as wealthy. Like, she's not even in that circle. She's rich, but she's not in the circle.
Well, she's the friend of the NYU professor.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's only hundreds of millions.
Yeah, she's only hundreds of millions.
Oh, she's crazy rich though.
Yeah.
There are hundreds of billions.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Well, to sum it all up, let me just say this. Christina, John Chu's sister who's listening, wanted me to say John is very religious and believes in Jesus.
Oh,
okay.
Well,
amen.
Jesus say yes. Nobody can say no.
So I really like John Chu. I thought he did a solid job with the film. And with that being said, I'm going to give it 3 3/4 Persian rugs.
I'm surprised it's not higher.
Well, that's a solid score. It's a thumbs up.
No, it's definitely a thumbs up. All right.
All right, who's next?
Yeah, save Christy for last. Go ahead.
All right, to sum it all up, I'm super proud of my Bay Area friend, John Chu. I met a bunch of highly influential Asian people there, including Christy Yamaguchi. We got DJ Q-Bird, a bunch of people that were also very rich as well. But the movie was good. I'm giving it 4 ninja stars, solid ninja stars. And everything about it was just like spectacular. And I actually walked in expecting kind of a cheesy, trying to be funny Asian movie, but it wasn't that at all. So, you know, hopefully you'll experience the same. Highly recommend it.
All right, Christy,
it's your turn.
Do
you want to mention your event tonight too?
Sure. We're doing... kind of teamed up with the Asian Real Estate Association of America, and they, together with the Always Dream Foundation, have bought out two theaters at the Kabuki AMC, you know, helping this film get the gold open that they deserve and really get people going to those theaters to see it, but supporting it in that way. And we have 5 sets of 2 tickets to give out to the Alice listeners out there.
Nice. Yeah. So why don't we, you want to start with caller number 9?
Yeah.
We'll start with caller. We'll do callers 9, 10, 11, 12, and 13. And we'll give you each a pair courtesy of Christy Yamaguchi.
And what the screen's what, 7 p.m. tonight?
It's tonight, yeah.
800-400?
800-400-3697.
Okay.
That's the phone number. All right, Christy, sum it all up.
I'm going to take it a notch up and go 4.5 gold medals.
Oh, gold medals.
Nice.
The best rating system.
No, I mean, I think it delivered on what you're hoping for and exceeded, like I said earlier. And it's probably a film that I would absolutely go and pay to see it again.
Christy Yamaguchi has spoken, everyone. And actually, the predictions for this weekend for this movie are huge. They say it's going to be through the roof, so... Good luck to everybody involved with Crazy Rich Asians. Thank you so much for coming in today, for lugging
nice
that incredibly heavy mirror ball trophy from Dancing with the Stars. It's great to meet you, and I hope to see you again soon.
Great to see you guys. Radio.com.
Radio.com. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.